感谢主给我们今天有交通的机会。
Thank the Lord for giving us an opportunity to speak for Him.
那感觉上今天是跟弟兄姊妹一同有交通。
So today I will be sharing with brothers and sisters.
啊，不是在这边讲道。
But doesn't feel like a message or preaching. Yeah.
那因为刚刚弟兄说请弟兄姊妹为讲员祷告，我突然就愣了一下。
Because the person leading the hymn said that we will pray for the preacher, and I was a little confused.
虽然在这边我们用神的话来交通，但是其实是我们在基督里面彼此有交通的话。
Because even though we are sharing here with the word of the Lord, it is sharing with one another.
那实在是在主里面感觉，不管在明处暗处。弟兄姊妹，为这一次我有这样子机会交通，献上许多祷告，所以为此来感谢主。
I thank the Lord that many brothers and sisters prayed for me for today, whether in secret or in openly.
那因为本来我就是不太会说话的。
I am not one who is well with words.
那所以，实在需要主特别的恩典。
So I need the Lord's grace.
那本来我的计划说是像 Robert Chapman 弟兄这样子。
So my original plan was to be like Robert Chapman.
他是怎么样呢？他如果预备主日的讲章的时候，预备主日的交通的时候
，When he is preparing his Sunday message and sharing,
他不会在礼拜六晚上才准备。
He doesn't prepare on Saturday night.
那他会在礼拜一就开始准备。
But he starts preparing on Monday.
礼拜二、礼拜三、礼拜四、礼拜五都准备。
All the way throughout Friday.
然后一直到礼拜六的时候，他就不准备了。
And on Saturday, he stops preparing.
那礼拜六的时候呢，他是会做一些木工。
Instead, he will do some carpentry.
比如说做一张桌子啦。
He might make a table, for example.
做一张椅子啦。
Maybe a chair.
那就在他做工的时候呢，他与主亲近，默想他第二天有交通的话。
Well, as he is making the woodwork, he is before the Lord considering the things he will say the next day.
那本来我想说，我也学习他一样。
So I had originally planned to learn like he did.
因为昨天有一天出去了。
Because yesterday we had a day outside.
在我们当中有一些弟兄姊妹去了新泽西 New Jersey 来学习美国第一次的大觉醒所留下来的一些的功课，或者说我们有一天的岩石之旅。
Because several brothers and sisters here went on a one-day trip on the New Jersey Great Awakening. It was to learn the lessons and to see what there was.
那所以我知道礼拜六是不可能临时来准备的。
So I knew that I could not prepare last minute on Saturday.
所以我不单只是礼拜一就开始准备。
So not only did I have to prepare on Monday.
我提早几个礼拜之前就开始好好的准备。
But I had to start considering several weeks before.
当然我知道今天要在这边跟大家同交通神的话的时候，老早就知道了。
Of course, I already knew that I would be sharing today many a long time ago.
但是在从知道之后呢，一直在主面前默想究竟要交通什么的内容。
But after I knew from that time, as I was considering what I wanted to share with brothers and sisters.
到几周前确定了主的带领的时候，就好好的准备。
Up until a few weeks.And when I knew what the Lord wanted me to say, then I started preparing.
不过呢，像刚刚有姊妹在结束的时候，播饼结束就来问我说有没有准备好。
But earlier a sister asked me after the breaking of bread if I had prepared.
那我感觉没有准备好的时候。
I feel like I haven't prepared enough.
不过呢，我想说，既然有主这样子的恩典，我们来一同学习。主的心意，我们彼此在主里面交通。
But because the Lord has given us His grace, that together we would have fellowship with.
我们还是低头有点祷告。
Let's first start with a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
主啊，是你极大的恩典、极大的救恩，使我们能够跟弟兄姊妹一同浸在一个身体的里面。
It is your great grace and salvation that has.Baptize us into one body.
也是极大的恩典，我们能够在你的里面彼此有根据你的话有交通。
And your grace that in you we can have fellowship of your word.
愿主今天 就是那些这个不配的器皿对着说话的翻译的跟听话的来说话。
May you use us though we are unworthy vessels to speak.
我们把时间仰望在你的手中，愿你的宝座在我们当中，愿你与我们丰盛的同在。
May your presence be with us and may your throne be with us.
谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 说到交通的时候，我记得许多年前，那第一次学习主日交通的时候，那个主把神所喜悦的这个题目放在我的当中。
I remember the first time when I learned the lesson of sharing with brothers and sisters that the Lord placed the topic of pleasing to the Lord.
那我后来去查一下我们网站，所有的以往交通的录音都有题目，就是第一个没有题目，空了。
So I went back and looked at the archives and I saw that all of them had a topic except that first message.
那一次呢说到神所喜悦的是那一次的负担，然后呢最后是用罗马书的十二章第一节跟第二节跟弟兄姊妹交通。
That time on the topic of pleasing to the Lord, I shared Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2.
那其实那个时候我也发现在希伯来书里面也有神所喜悦的这样子的许多的话出现。
And that time I also noticed that the phrase pleasing to the Lord appeared many times in Hebrews.
但是那个时候不太认识希伯来书当中的意思。
But that time I did not understand the meaning of Hebrews.
所以后来呢就没有第一次的时候没有真正取用希伯来书来交通。
So back then I did not really touch upon Hebrews.
但后来过了几年之后发现在主把希伯来书一些话来摸着我的心。
But a few years later, the Lord used Hebrews to touch my heart.
所以呢，后来我那有几次的交通呢，就用希伯来书交通到更美 better.
So another time I shared through Hebrews, I shared about the word better.
那最近成人主日学的时候，我们有机会交通希伯来书。
Recently in the adult Sunday school, we've also been sharing on the book of Hebrews.
那我重新在读在准备希伯来书了，发现希伯来书里面有一些很特别很特别的意思。
And while I was rereading Hebrews and preparing it, I realized that there were some very special meanings.
那我可以跟弟兄姊妹做一个见证说，当我们每一个人愿意把自己浸在神的话里面的时候，神会把他的启示赐给我们。
So I can testify before brothers and sisters that if we are faithful in His word, then He will reveal it to us.
不是诗篇告诉我们吗？我们如果昼夜思想神的话，便为有福。
Doesn't the psalm say that we are blessed if we meditate on His word day and night?
真的，我这次已经许久没有说把自己浸在神的话里面这样子的，特别是在一本书里面，就发现这样子在主的话里面是有很大的福气。
So after meditating upon the word of the Lord, especially in one whole book, I receive much blessing from the Lord.
又因为这样子呢，才发现希伯来书里面有一些以前觉得很摸着心，但是呢不是很明白的话，开始慢慢明白了。
Because there were a few words that touched my heart, but I did not understand, and now I started to understand what it meant.
特别是希伯来书提到关于国度的亮光，实在很明显。
Especially when the Hebrews refers to the kingdom, it is very obvious.
那希伯来书有许多人不太能够了解它的意思，是因为当中有一些比较困难的话。
And often we do not understand what Hebrews means because there are some harder words.
但是当我稍微明白希伯来书他所讲的意思的时候，那些话就不再成为那些难处。
But as I started to understand the meaning and the content of Hebrews, those words were no longer a difficulty.
那这样子我们先来看两处地方。
So let's start by reading two passages.
第一个是希伯来书第六章。
First, we'll go to Hebrews chapter 6.
从第四节开始。
Starting in verse 4.
论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份，并尝过神善道滋味，觉悟来世全能的人。
4, For in the case of those who have once been enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift, and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit, and have tasted the good word of the Lord and the powers of the age to come.
若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把神的儿子从钉十字架明明地收入了他。
And they have fallen away, it is impossible to renew them again to repentance, since they again crucified to themselves the Son of God and put him to open shame.
就如一块田地吃过屡次下的雨水，生长蔬菜，合乎耕种的人用，就从神得福。
For ground that drinks the rain which often falls on it and brings forth vegetation useful to those for whose sake it is also tilled receives a blessing from God.
若长荆棘和浮泥，必被废弃，尽于咒诅，结局就是焚烧。
But if it yields thorns and thistles, it is worthless and close to being cursed, and it ends up being burned.
希伯来书第十章三十二节开始。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 32。
你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难。
But remember the former days when, after being enlightened, you endured a great conflict of sufferings.
一面被毁谤，遭患难，成了戏景叫众人观看，一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人。
Partly by being made a public spectacle through reproaches and tribulations, and partly by becoming sharers with those who were so treated.
因为你们体恤了那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业。
For you showed sympathy to the prisoners and accepted joyfully the seizure of your property, knowing that you have for yourselves a better possession and a lasting one.
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心，必得大赏赐。
Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward.
你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised.
因为还有一点点的时候，那又来的就来，并不迟延。
For yet in a little while, he who is coming will come, and will not delay.
只是义人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以至于灵魂得救的人。
But we are not of those who shrink back to destruction, but of those who have faith to the preserving of the soul.
最后一节三十九节，乃是。有信心以至于灵魂得救的人，他的原文是以至于魂得救的人。
And it says in the end of verse 39, where it says faith to the preserving of the soul. In the original text, it was the salvation of the soul.
希伯来书其实从一开始一直到最后，常常提醒我们一个事情。
So from the beginning to the end of Hebrews, it constantly reminds us of one thing.
神有一个计划。
The Lord has a plan.
他的计划是。跟他的儿子耶稣基督有的确密切的关系。
And it is directly related to his son Christ Jesus.
耶稣基督是成为使徒，是大祭司。
Jesus Christ is the apostle and the great high priest.
而且不单是如此，他是永远做大祭司的。
And he is the eternal high priest.
他神从古时借着众先知多次多方晓谕列祖，就在末后的时候借着他儿子。
Because from the beginning until now, God has spoken through many prophets, and in these last days has spoken to us in His Son.
我们如果稍微读过希伯来书的时候，我们也许会记得希伯来书有一些话是很熟悉的。
If we read through Hebrews, we will see many phrases that are very familiar.
但是呢，我们似乎熟悉，甚至可能能够背出来了。但是呢，我们还不知道、摸不到它真正里面的意思。
Some of the phrases we are so familiar that we can memorize it, but yet we cannot touch what it means.
如果刚刚我没有听错的话，我们播饼聚会的时候，有一些弟兄姊妹的祷告，其实就用了希伯来书里面的话。
During the breaking of bread, actually, many brothers and sisters used the words in Hebrews.
所以我们甚至我们祷告的时候，把主的话充满我们，祷告出来也是有希伯来书的话。
So when we pray, the Lord fills us so that when we pray, we even quote from Hebrews.
那我们也想到希伯来书啊，提到希伯来书的十一章就提到信心。
And we all remember that when we read Hebrews 11, it speaks of faith.
那但是我们往往忽略了希伯来书里面他跟我们讲的一个很重要的。
But often we misunderstand a very important point from Hebrews.
希伯来书告诉我们神有个心意，他要领许多的儿子进入荣耀里面去。
Because Hebrews speaks of the Lord's will that he wants to bring many sons into glory.
希伯来书告诉我们神现在做了一个工作，他是把我们本来人该有的地位跟人该有神的心意重新又恢复起来。
That the Lord has done a work to revive the position that that man should have had and the will that man should have had.
而且神那个心意是跟将来的世界有关系。
And that will is related to future things.
我们往往现在的眼光好像注重在我们现今这个时代。
Our eyes are often focused on the current age.
我们所想到的可能只有我们自己的一生。
We often only consider our own lives.
我们甚至有一些时候可能只想到我们跟着那几年要怎么样去那个叫做开枝发叶。过去跟着那几年我们怎么去有一番成就。
And so sometimes we consider how we can have a good career.
甚至有一些时候我们只有想到说我们2016年怎么过就好了。
Or sometimes we look even more short term and we only consider how we can go through 2016.
但是希伯来书告诉我们一点，就是说他要我们注意看到将来的世界。
But Hebrews tells us that we have to look into the future world.
圣经里面告诉我们，圣经告诉我们所处的世代或是将来的世代是可以说是今世永世还来世。
Because the Bible often speaks of the current age and the future age and the age to come.
今世就是我们现今这个时候一直到我们死了为止。
The current age lasts from now until the day that we pass away.
应该可以这样说，更清楚说对我们来说是比较短视，但更正确来说，今世的是从我们现在这个时候或是以我们现在这个时候来算一直到主耶稣第二次再来。
Or more specifically, the current age starts from now and lasts until the Lord returns.
来世呢，就是主耶稣第二次来之后，有一千年的时间，我们称为千年国度，那个是所谓的来世。
The coming age is what we refer to as the millennial kingdom.
那个时候，主耶稣就会在地上作王一千年，坐在大卫的宝座上面，因为这个是圣经所应许的。
And the Lord has promised that during these 1,000 years, the Lord will be reigning on the throne of David on earth.
经过了一千年之后，我们就进入到永世里面，就是永永远远的时间。
And after the coming age, we will enter into eternity.
那所以我们发现我们的眼光常常只有放在今世里面。
So we see that often our eyes only focus on the current age.
所以希伯来书提醒我们说，我们不单是如此。
So Hebrews reminds us that this is not it.
他我们要我们更注意的是我们魂的救恩。
But we should pay attention to the salvation of our souls.
魂的救恩就跟我们来世的那个所得的结果就有密切的关系。
And the salvation of the soul is directly related to the results that happen during the coming age.
刚刚所读到的希伯来书第十章里面有一句话。
There was something mentioned back in Hebrews chapter 10.
也是这次我在主面前想了，默想了很久，寻求了很久之后才有的那个题目。
And it was only after considering for a very long time before the Lord that I had this topic.
记不记得几个礼拜之前伯胜赏弟兄到我们当中的时候，他交通立位记。
Recall how a few weeks back our brother Bo came here to speak to us.
他也说到他除了用立位记以外，他用希伯来书许多的话来跟我们 交通跟解释利未记里面的意思。
In addition to using Leviticus, he used several passages in Hebrews to explain the meaning of Leviticus.
他也说过呢，他最后还是有最后的一刻才想到他在那几个礼拜前来我们当中的真正的那个题目是什么。
And he also said that it was only a few weeks before he came to our gathering that he realized what his theme would be.
所以我后来在真的前不久而已，几天前才跟弟兄们发了今天晚上，今天白天这个早上的题目是义人，希伯来书中义人必因信得生。
So it was only a few days ago that I told the brothers my topic of the righteous will live by faith from Hebrews.
义人必因信得生，这个原本的这句话是从旧约的哈巴谷书出来的。
So this passage, but my righteous one shall live by faith, originally came from the Old Testament book of Habakkuk.
其次呢，除了这个义人必因信得生这句话以外，还有三十七节，因为还有一点点的时候，那又来的骤来，并不迟延，其实也是从哈巴谷书出来的。
But actually, verse 37, for yet in a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay, is also from Habakkuk.
哈巴谷书第二章第三节这样子说，
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3 says,
因为这末世有一定的日期快要应验，并不虚谎，虽然延迟，还要等候，因为必然临到，不再延迟。
For the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens toward the goal, and it will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it. For it will certainly come, and will not delay.
扎利底人自高自大，心不正直，为义人因信得生。
Behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right within him. But the righteous will live by faith.
我们发现在新约里面，义人必因信得生，被引用了三次。
In the New Testament, this passage was quoted three times.
一次是在罗马书，
once was in Romans,
一次是在加拉太书，
once in Galatians,
一次是在希伯来书，
and once in Hebrews.
有一个对比，我发现蛮有趣的，就是另外一句话，亚伯拉罕信神就以他为义了，这句话也是出现了新约出现了三次。
An interesting contrast is that the passage that says Abraham believed God and it was credited to him for righteousness also appears three times in the New Testament.
一次在罗马书，
once in Romans,
一次在加拉太书，
once in Galatians,
一次在雅各书，新约的雅各书，
and once in James.
那我觉得很奇妙一点就是说，你看义人必因信得生有三点。
So there are three points related to the righteous one shall live by faith.
一个是义人，
one is the righteous.
一个是因信，
one is by faith.
一个是得生，
and one is to live.
结果呢，简单的来说，罗马书是提到前面义人这个部分。
So Romans speaks about the righteous one.
加拉太书提到信的部分。
Galatians talks about faith.
希伯来书的重点是到生的部分。
And the main point in Hebrews is the living part.
那详细我就不说，不，基本上就是义人必因信得生。
So I won't go into the details, but the three points are the righteous one will live by faith.
所以希伯来书的重点是生。
So the main point in Hebrews is life.
但是希伯来书是一个很特别的卷书。
But Hebrews is a very unique book.
它没有告诉。希伯来书没有告诉我们希伯来书的作者是谁。
Hebrews never tells us who its author is.
希伯来书也没有告诉我们说希伯来书所受信就是那个他的 audience, 他的受信的人是谁。
It also does not directly tell us who is receiving the letter.
但是呢希伯来书是一个非常奇妙的卷书。
But Hebrews is very special.
我们如果光是看中文或是英文的时候就发现希伯来书它的句子是很有结构的。
You see that all of the phrases, whether in Chinese or English, are very orderly.
希伯来书它的句子是很有对称的。
They are very structured and parallel.
比如说，它第一章第一节告诉我们说，他说，神在古时借众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
For example, in Hebrews 1 verse 1, God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions and in many ways.
那它对称就是 在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
The verse that balances it says, in these last days has spoken to us.
所以看希伯来书的时候，我会发现，你看的时候。 需要把它的上下文一起看，因为它是对称的。
So in reading Hebrews, you especially have to pay attention to the context.
比如说刚刚说到第一章第一节的时候，就在第一章第一节第二节的时候就有一个对称的。
Because for example, in chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2, you see a balance.
在后面的我就不详细再读了。后面呢，他提到说摩西跟我们的主耶稣是有对比的。
And later on, it contrasts Moses and our Lord.
所以他我们的主耶稣是远远超过摩西的治理神的家。
Our Lord Jesus surpasses Moses by far in his house.
我们的主耶稣也远远超过天使的。
And our Lord Jesus by far surpasses the angels.
甚至比如说在刚刚说到的第十章里面，说到一人必因信得生。 他后面他就继续说,
and earlier in chapter 10, when we talked about the gracious to live by faith, it continues by saying,
我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人, 乃是信心以至于魂得救的人。
But we are not of those who shrink back to destruction, but are of those who have faith to the salvation of the soul.
因为他说，一人必因信得生, 如果他退后了,就是一人若退后了,神就不喜欢他。
Because it says that the righteous one shall live by faith, and if he, the righteous one, shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure
所以,
in him.
所以我们在那个对称里面,我们就发现,一人必因信得生,跟后面魂得救是对称的。
So from here we see that the righteous one living by faith and the salvation of the soul is a balance.
我们虽然发现了这是对称,
though we find that this is a balance,
我们还是要把它带到主的面前,
we must still bring it before the Lord.
我们需要主来启示我们, 祂的意思是什么?
We need the Lord to show us what this passage means.
不单这样子的对称, 甚至是第六章跟第十章也有这样对称, 刚刚我跟大家读的第六章第四节到第八节, 跟十章32到39节也有一个对称。
Because if we read Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4-8, it also balances with Hebrews 10:32-39.
因为第六章跟第十章是对许多信主的读圣经人产生一些的难处。
Because chapter 6 and chapter 10 have created several difficulties among believers.
甚至他们在怀疑希伯来书 说到的这个我们所得的救恩是不是永远的救恩?
To the point that some question whether the salvation we receive is an eternal salvation.
结果发现在这边, 他是不是说我们信主之后不是一次得救, 永远得救, 还会有沉沦的, 还会有灭亡的。
So then they come to the conclusion that it is not once saved, forever saved, but that it is possible to fall away.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
在教会历史里面有一位弟兄叫做Robert Govett.
But in church history, there was one man named Robert Govett.
他是英国人,
he was British.
他是一个很有教育的一位弟兄,
he was very well educated.
那而且呢，他本来就是好像要甚至不，他已经成为在 教会里面服侍主的圣品人员。
He was already one of the more prominent people who were serving in the church.
但是主开他眼睛的时候, 他就知道他不能再这样子。
But the Lord opened his eyes and he realized he couldn't stay here.
所以他就离开那个宗派, 然后跟一些弟兄姊妹一同聚会。
He actually left the denomination and then gathered with a few brothers and sisters.
就是他在这个点, 说究竟一次得救是不是永远得救之后，他在希伯来书实在找到那个出路。
He found the way out in regarding this issue of salvation in the book of Hebrews.
他把这个本来要寻求是不是我们得救是永远的得救这个事情。
He was seeking to know whether our salvation is eternal.
从当中他就发现国度那个荣耀的真理。
From there he realized the truth of the glory of the millennium.
原来他这边提到说的, 不管沉沦也好, 毁灭, 焚烧也好, 并不是说我们信主了就会失去我们的救恩。
Because here when it talks about being burnt or being cursed, it is not referring to our salvation.
它乃是里面说到我们魂的救恩。
But rather the salvation of the soul.
其中有一句是在第十章有一句这样的话。
In chapter 10, it says,
35节，所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心，必得大赏赐。
Verse 35, therefore do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward.
所以 Robert Gower 他发现原来希伯来书里面提到的救恩不单只仅仅信主了罪得赦免的救恩。
Then, so Govet realized that the salvation that Hebrews talks about is not just being barely saved.
他发现希伯来书提到的救恩，他是 提到说我们魂的救恩。
But this salvation refers to the salvation of our souls.
而且一直指着说我们身体得赎。
And also later it refers to the redemption of our bodies.
那本来希伯来书第十一章所提到的信，我们有许多人误会，他只是提到信，仅仅得救的信心。
In chapter 11, many people misunderstood and thought that the faith was referring to faith in being barely saved.
但是如果我们几次的来读希伯来书十一章，有发现那些那些提到的信心或是信心的英雄，他们的眼光是指着将来有一天有一个奖赏。
But actually, if you read chapter 11 very carefully, you realize that these people who had faith were looking forward to a reward.
11章39节，这些人都因信得了美好的证据，人未得着所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不能完全。
Chapter 11, verse 39, and all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect.
希伯来书十一章第二节，古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
And chapter 11, verse 2, for by it, the men of old gained approval.
他的 New American Standard 是说 approval, 那我本来想要今天使用 New King James, New King James 是说 testimony,见证。
In the New King James translation, verse 2 says they gained testimony.
39节他也说 approval, 但是是见证。
And the same is in verse 39, and all these having gained testimony.
所以希伯来书11章的信告诉我们是神的一个见证，而且一个团体的见证。
So this is a corporate testimony.
所以12章还在跟我们说我们有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们。
And that's why in chapter 12, verse 1, it says, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
所以我们读圣经的时候，读亚伯、罗亚、以诺、摩西、亚伯拉罕、撒拉、以撒、雅各、基甸等等等等。
So as you read through chapter 11, there's Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, and so forth.
他是告诉我们说，这个信心一直是指着他们看到有一个盼望，那个盼望是他们有将来得的赏赐。
It says that they had that their faith was towards a hope, and this hope was for receiving a reward.
而且因着个人有这样子的看见，神就得着一般人是成为他在地上的见证。
And because the individuals had saw this, then God received a group of brothers and sisters on the earth.
如果读希伯来书的时候，你会发现希伯来书不单单只有提到个人。
Because if you read the book of Hebrews, you see that it does not refer to the individual.
希伯来书其实常常把我们带到一个团体的见证里面。
But often, the book of Hebrews brings us into a corporate testimony.
我举个例子。
I'll give an example.
希伯来书最后一章十三章的时候，这地方第一节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1.
你们务要常存弟兄相爱的心。
Let love of the brethren continue.
刚刚从十一章提到信，十二章提到有许多的见证人围绕在我们的周围。 我还没有读下去，他说仰望我们为我们信心创始成终的耶稣等等等等，是一个盼望。第十三章一开始提到说我们弟兄要彼此相爱。
From chapter 11 which speaks of faith to chapter 12 which talks about the great cloud of witnesses and us fixing our eyes on Jesus the author and perfecter of faith, that we have this hope. And then we go on to chapter 13 which says that let love of the brethren continue.
所以我们读希伯来书的时候，我们就要注意希伯来书所讲的。我或是直接说圣经，新约圣经也告诉我们，旧约圣经告诉我们说神所的旨意是团体的见证。
We see in Hebrews and even in the Old and New Testament that the God's will is a corporate will.
神是借着，也许借着个人有一些的复兴。
Through individuals, God may have some revivals.
但神要的是团体的见证。
But God wants a corporate testimony.
我们如果在这边一同在你我聚会的时候，
As we are gathered together here in Newark,
我就问，我们问问自己，问问神。
Let us ask ourselves and ask God.
为什么神把我们带到这个聚会里面？
Why has God brought us to this gathering?
我们可以先前问说，为什么神把我们带到美国来？
And we can even ask further why the Lord brought us to the U.S.
除了他，像他这样子以外，我们都是移民来的。
Other than some of us, most of us here immigrated.
神为什么把我们带到美国来？
So why did the Lord bring us to the U.S.?
神为什么把我们带到 New Jersey 来？
Why did the Lord bring us to New Jersey?
神为什么把我们带到 Newark 聚会？ New Jersey 那么多的聚会，我家住的有一个聚会，很15分钟就到了。为什么神把我们带到 Newark 聚会来？
And why specifically Newark? For example, there are many gatherings in New Jersey, such as one that may be 15 minutes away from my home, but why Newark?
神在我们个人身上有什么的心意？
What is God's will on us individually?
神在我们团体 Newark 聚会当中有什么的心意？
And what is God's heart for Newark as a whole?
我们想想看，这个我们所做的一个建筑物。
So let us consider this building where we are seated in.
当初是长老教会的。
In the past, it was a Presbyterian church.
而且我们也如果在这边久了，对这个会所历史有一些认识的时候。
And if you have been here for a while and you know the history of this place,
那就发现这个长老教会曾经有一度是很复兴的。
We know there was a time when the church here was very revived.
我们现在两边现在就是灯，但是当初两边呢是有个中国的对联。
So right now,
中国字的对联。
On the sides, we only have lights, but in the past there were two plaques in Chinese.
他们已经把它收回去了。
They've already returned it.
但是我们图书馆里面还有一幅中国字的画。
But there's still a sign in Chinese in the library.
那个画的那个时候人是清朝还有留鞭子的。
So that was back in the Qing Dynasty when they still needed to, when men needed to wear pigtails.
所以这个聚会曾经是一个很复兴，甚至是把福音有借着宣教的人带到中国去。
So during that time, the church here was very revived, and they even sent missionaries to China.
2016年，我们坐在这里。
Now we are seated here in 2016.
神在我们当中究竟有什么心意
？What is the Lord's will on us here?
他为什么要？在我们每一个人当中要带领我们有魂的救恩。
Why does he want to bring us together to have salvation of the soul?
我很简单把什么叫做魂的救恩稍微讲一遍。
So let me quickly go through what the salvation of the soul means.
我们看一个地方是路加福音。
Let us turn to Luke.
也许我们看约翰福音好了。
Actually, the book of John.
约翰福音十二章二十五节。
Chapter 12, verse 25.
爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。十二章二十五节，约翰福音。
He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
Yeah. Okay. 那这个告诉我们说，爱惜自己魂生命的他。他这没有，他说魂生命的原文是魂生命就失丧魂。
So in the original it says if you love your soul life you will lose it.
如果在世上恨恶自己魂的，就保守 生命到永生。
And he who hates his soul life in this world will keep it to life eternal.
我们看了除了魂生命以外，又看到是自己的魂生命。
So in addition to soul life, you see that it is your own soul life.
所以什么叫做魂的救恩？
So what is the salvation of the soul?
简单的来说，
Simply speaking,
是我们要在信主以后，
After we believe in the Lord,
我们跟随圣灵的带领，
We follow the leading of the Holy Spirit,
背起天天背起自己的十字架，
Carry your own cross daily,
让我们这个自己的魂能够被更多在圣灵的管理底下。
That our soul will be increasingly under the governing of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们这个魂，我们这个人啊，会这个所谓的魂，就是我们情感、心思、情感、意志。
Because our soul speaks of our mind, will, and emotion.
那我们这个人心思、情感、意志常常都不知道跑哪里去的。
It's often our mind, will, emotion. We don't know where it's running to.
没有信主的人，
Those who are unsaved.
他这个人可能是肉体来控制他。
Sometimes they may be controlled by their flesh.
可能是他们的魂来控制他，所以他们一天到晚就看着天，坐在树旁就想东想西。
Or they may be controlled by their soul, so they may be seated under a tree, looking up the sky and think and daydream.
因为没信主人灵是死的。
Because those who are unsaved, their spirit is dead.
但是感谢主，我们信主的人，我们的灵重新苏醒过来，重新复活了。
Thank the Lord that we who have been saved have our spirits revived.
但是我们这个魂还在。
But our soul is still there.
我们要学习怎么样跟随圣灵带领我们，跟随圣灵在我们魂身上工作。
We must learn to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and to obey His work on our soul.
讲得很抽象，所以我们回到比较实际的地方。
But let's come to more practical.
刚刚一开始读的希伯来书第六章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 4.
Oh, by the way, 刚才说到希伯来书不是写给没信主的人。我想到现在大家应该比较稍微清楚。
As a side note, I think by now you should realize that Hebrews was not written to the unsaved.
希伯来书是写给信主的人。
Hebrews was written to Christians.
而且呢，希伯来书写给信主有一段时间的人。
And as a matter of fact, to Christians who have believed for some time already.
弟兄姊妹需要看一下，我们把大家带来看一下。第三章第一节，就是几个礼拜前，伯弟兄跟我们说，那个他说同盟恩召的圣洁弟兄啊，同盟天教的圣洁弟兄啊。
If you remember back from Brother Bo's message a few weeks back, he used Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1, which speaks of partakers of a heavenly calling.
但是第五章十二节，
But chapter 5 verse 12,
看你们学习的功夫本该做师父，谁知道还有人将神圣言少学的开端另造导你们，并且成了那必须赐奶不能赐干奶的人。
Chapter 5 verse 12, For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have a need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God, and you have to come to need milk and not solid food.
所以希伯来书对我们在当中一些信主一阵已经有一段时间的弟兄姊妹来说，是这个是告诉是对象是我们。
So for those who have believed in the Lord for some time already, Hebrews is directed to us.
我们当中当然有初信的弟兄姊妹。
There are many here who may have just believed in the Lord.
并不是代表说希伯来书不是对我们说话。
That doesn't mean that Hebrews isn't speaking to you.
但是更重要的，在我们当中有信主很久的，跟我在 Kearney 就一起聚会到现在许多的弟兄姊妹。
But more importantly, for those who have believed in the Lord for a while, such as those who were fellowshipping with me back in Kearney,
希伯来书或神或圣灵对我们说，我们本该做师父，谁知道我们是还是只有必须吃奶，不能吃干粮。
The Holy Spirit tells us that for though by this time you ought to be teachers, yet you have come to need milk and not solid food.
我们问问自己。
Let us ask ourselves,
信主多年,
how many years have you been saved?
为什么我们还是在 渐子不成熟的光景当中。
Why are we still in this situation here?
是不是希伯来书有一些功课让我们彼此的鼓励来学习？
Are there a few words in Hebrews that we should encourage ourselves with and learn?
刚刚说到魂的救恩可能很抽象，所以比较实际的，我们再看第六章第四节。
Earlier talking about the salvation of the soul may have seemed rather vague, so we will look more practically at.
已经蒙了光照是第一个。
So first that you have been enlightened.
尝过天恩的滋味。
And you have tasted of the heavenly gift.
与圣灵有份。
You have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit.
尝过神善道滋味的。
You have tasted the good word of God.
觉悟来世全能的。
And the powers of the age to come.
魂的救恩的工作，圣灵在我们身上工作。具体来说，可以说这几点。
So the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives is these points.
那你说谭弟兄，这个还是很抽象，我还是不明白，有什么跟我们更明白的？
So you might say that this still seems rather out of place. I still don't understand.
我就举个例子，我举一些例子。
So let me give a few examples.
那都不需要在别的地方找的。
You don't have to go anywhere to find it.
都可以在希伯来书找的。
You can find it in Hebrews.
因为刚刚不是说吗？第六章跟第十章好像是有个对称。
Did we not say that Hebrews 6 and 10 are balanced?
第十章结束的时候告诉我们什么呢？
So what does it say at the end of chapter 10?
义人必因信得生。
My righteous one shall live by faith.
所以呢，那个魂的救恩是必须要依靠信心。
So the salvation of the soul is through faith.
除了那个以外，希伯来书还有另外一句话，就是说那个所听到的话就是神的话，听到的道理。
And Hebrews also says that the words that you have heard
需要用信心来调和。
You have to receive it through faith.
所以神的话、圣灵、信心是这个魂的救恩的一个非常非常基要，而且是重要的。我们需要在主面前学习的。
So the salvation of the soul, it requires the word of God, it requires faith and the Holy Spirit.
那我们比如说举一个例子。
For example,
已经蒙了光照。
You have been enlightened.
我们就以以诺为做以诺作为例子。
Let's use Enoch as an example.
以诺在希伯来书十一章提到。
In Hebrews chapter 11 it says,
希伯来书十一章 ，OK， 以诺第五节，以诺因着信被接去，不见于死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去，只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
By faith Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God took him up. For he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God.
神喜悦神的名证，或者说喜悦神的见证。
He was pleasing to God, or he was pleasing to his testimony.
他怎么没蒙了光照呢？
So how was he enlightened?
他有个儿子。
He had a son
叫马土撒拉
named Methuselah.
马土撒拉就是说死的时候审判就来到。
And Methuselah means when he is gone, judgment will come.
他有了这个孩子之后
So after he had this son,
就与神同行三百年。
He walked with God 300 years.
到时候走跟神走到神就把他接去了。
And after these 300 years as he walked with God, God took him.
他不是蒙神光照吗？
So was he not enlightened?
第二个
，next，
我跳过去，圣灵有份。
So have partakers of the Holy Spirit。
十一章告诉我们摩西。
Chapter 11 speaks of Moses。
有个很特别的一句话。
There's a very unique phrase。
二十六节。
Verse 26。
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他赏望所得的赏赐。
Considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward.
请问摩西什么时候见过基督呢？
So when did Moses meet Christ?
没有啊，摩西是旧约时候的人啊。
He was an Old Testament figure.
那究竟希伯来书 向我们启示什么呢？
So what is Hebrews showing to us?
他什么时候看过基督受凌辱呢？
So when did he see the reproach of Christ?
没有啊。
He didn't see it.
以赛亚书53章记载基督受苦的一些的描述。
Isaiah chapter 53 speaks a few things about how Christ suffered.
摩西比他不是更早吗？
Moses was even earlier than Isaiah.
那所以要明白，我跟大家读一个圣经。
Let me read a verse.
彼得前书。
First Peter.
第十节。啊，第一章第十节。
Chapter 1 verse 10.
论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知，早已详细的寻求考察，就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难，受苦难后来得荣耀，是指着什么时候并怎么样的时候。
1 Peter 1 verse 10 As to this salvation, the prophets who prophesied of the grace that would come to you made careful searches and inquiries, seeking to know what person or time the Spirit of Christ within was indicating as he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories to follow.
所以我们在这边学习被神制作，被神工作在魂的救恩当中，圣灵是一个很重要的一点。
So we learn here that the lesson of the salvation of the soul, the Holy Spirit is a very important part.
甚至早在摩西的时候，圣灵的工作把基督受苦得荣耀启示在人的里面。
That during the time of Moses, the Spirit of God revealed the suffering of Christ and Christ receiving glory to man.
我想我们聚会在这边一阵子的时候，我们都知道，我们常常交通到关于圣灵的带领。
So I believe that as we are here, we often speak of the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们不需要讲太多的道理。我举一个失，如果容许我举一个失败的例子给大家听。
So I don't think we need to speak too much on this, but let me give an example where a failure.
刚刚说到昨天我们去了新泽西岩石巨旅。
Yesterday, I spoke about how we went to this Great Awakening tour in New Jersey.
我们基本上所去的地方有几个是 Somerville.
So we went to Somerville.
New Brunswick. 还有 Perth Amboy.
And Perth Amboy.
那几个如果看看地图的话，它只是沿着 Raritan River 那几个从上游、中游、下游那几个地方。
So if you look at a map, you will notice that these three places are all along the Raritan from the upper stream to the middle stream and all the way to the river mouth.
所以中游的地方就是 New Brunswick.
New Brunswick lies in the center of the Raritan.
就是 Rutgers 大学的那个城。
And we know that that is the city that houses Rutgers University.
那我们在那边有停留，那其中一个想要停留的地方就是在 New Brunswick 的市中心里面有一个旅馆叫做 Hyatt Regency.
So we wanted to stay there, and one of the places where we wanted to park was by the Hyatt Regency Hotel.
在那边想要停留是因为它在它 Hyatt Regency 它的旅馆的范围还有旅馆的周围有一些很历史很重要的顶点。
We wanted to stop there because there were many important historical sites within the vicinity of the Hyatt.
那我们有三台旅游车。
We had three buses.
那里也如果有人在 Rutgers 读书的，或是有人常常经过 New Brunswick 都知道，那边停车真的很难停。
Anyone who has studied in Rutgers University or has gone through that place many times knows that it is nearly impossible to find parking.
所以我就跟 Hyatt 旅馆联络，说我们希望那三台车停在 Hyatt 的旅馆的停车场。
I asked Hyatt if our three buses could stop in the parking lot.
那问题原来 Hyatt 停车场的服务是一个另外一个公司，只是他们租 Hyatt 这个地方而已。
But actually, the parking lot was operated by another company. They just rented out this part of Hyatt.
这个事情跟他们来来去去，关于停车已经好几个礼拜。
So this issue about parking, we discussed with them for many weeks.
第一次跟我说，没问题，三台车，一个钟头， 100块美金。
So the first time they told us there's no problem. Three buses, 1 hour, wait, well, yeah, 3 hours, $100.
One hour, $100, three buses.
One hour, $100, three buses.
第二次跟他们接触，他说 up to three, 到三个钟头，三台车总共100块美金。
And later on, he's next time I talked to them, they said up to 3 hours, three buses, $100.
那很好啊，对不对？那这样子我们就估计在那边停两个钟头，所以也很好啊，100块美金停那三台车。
Sounds pretty good. We plan to stay there 2 hours, so $100.
再来给我的答复是说，你们总共有多少人来？
Afterwards, they asked us how many people are coming.
我说我们车上总共150人。
I told them we have 150 people on the three buses.
他最后的结果就是说，哇，这样子人太多涌到Hyatt里面，我们还有生意这样子，而且你停车是跟停车公司有瓜葛，跟Hyatt没有瓜葛啊，所以你们不能停。
Afterwards, they said that this is too many people. It will affect our business, and since this is not related to us, we're sorry, but you cannot park.
他跟我说不能停的时候是寄 email 给我的。
So when they said that we couldn't park, they emailed us.
他寄错了 email， 所以 GIDEON 就变成 GILEON， 所以我永远收不到那个 no 的那封信。
The problem though was that when he sent me the email, he misspelled the email so that I would never receive it.
后来我就去了 Las Vegas 去 conference， 所以也是在这个事情联络啊，他们反正打电话永远不会接电话。
And while I went to Las Vegas for a business conference, I called them, but they never picked up the phone.
时间快到了，5月14号快到了，最后我还是跑一趟Hyatt.
So as the time May 14th drew near, I eventually made a trip to the Hyatt.
那我中间跟他们通电话，有人接电话，那个是有一个在那边帮忙停车的，他那个人叫做Sumi。 他名字叫Sumi。
So I have been conversing with someone who worked with the parking there named Sumi.
那 Sumi， 到我那天去的时候，他就跟我说，我的 manager 已经跟你说不行啦。
So when I went there, Sumi told me that my manager already told you that you can't.
我说，等一下，我什么时候收过他通知说不行？为什么到最后一个礼拜你才跟我说不行啊？
So I asked the person, When did you send me the information that we couldn't park there?
而且我昨天下午的时候才跟Hyatt的经理通电话，跟他们说我们不会使用他们的厕所，我们会在附近找别的厕所。他已经同意了，怎么现在还来跟我说不行呢？
And just yesterday, I had already called Hyatt Regency and told them that we would not be borrowing their restrooms. So why did they just say no?
我在那个时候我就已经开始。
At that time, I was getting angry.
我就跟那个苏米说，因为我已经跟他接触好多次，跟他通过电话，我就直接跟他说，我觉得你现在跟这个经理啊，跟我说不行的经理工作，是你的，实在是很，it's your problem. So I feel sorry for you. 我觉得你为这个经理上班实在是很抱歉。I
even told Sumi that I feel sorry for you that you have to work for this manager.
不过他也很聪明啊。But she was very smart. 他跟我说。
He told me.
我不是为这个经理上班，我是为这个公司上班的。I
don't work for this manager. I work for this company.
后来是怎么样呢？
So what happened later?
那这个事情他们说不行，就不要啦，对不对？
So if they said no, then we can't do it.
那从此就没有瓜葛，我也不会去那边，我们也不会再碰面啊。So
I would not have any more discussions with them, and I wouldn't meet with them.
但是当我走离开那个旅馆的时候，But
as I was leaving the Hyatt,
里面有个声音跟我说要跟他道歉。There
was a voice in me that said I needed to apologize.
我想说，没错，我真的有错，讲话起码讲得不好。And
I thought to myself, it's true, I didn't speak very well.
我心里突然想到一点，就是说，如果因为我这样子对他这样生气，他如果没信主， 以后不会接受救恩，那我不是罪很大了吗？
And I thought to myself, because of this, if that person did not believe in the Lord, would that not be a great sin?
所以我去了那个他的那个工作的地方。
So I went back to where that person worked.
他在那个门的里面，在他的那个小房间里面。
So he was inside his office.
我叫他出来。
I called him out.
他当然不出来，如果是我也不出来啊，他就跟我说你有什么话要讲你就现在讲，他等于说我是隔着玻璃跟他讲话。
So he, if I were him, I would not have come out, and sure enough he did not. So he said, if you have anything to say, just say it now.
我第一句跟他说 I'm sorry.
So I told him I'm sorry.
他一听到这个话，
As soon as he heard this,
马上把门打开，
he opened the door,
跑出来，
he came out.
我说我刚刚跟你说话的态度跟你讲话的内容我是不对的，所以我要跟你正式的道歉。
I told him that what I had said earlier and my attitude earlier was wrong, so I have to say sorry.
他就跟我说没有啊，没有啊这样子。
So he said, oh, no worries.
如果没有，他就不会在门里面跟我讲话了，对不对？
But if there was no worries, then he wouldn't be speaking to me from inside the door.
但是我觉得这个事情就让我学习一个功课，圣灵里面是真实的。
But this taught me a lesson that the Holy Spirit within is real.
虽然这个是一个很小的事情了，谈不上与圣灵有份尝过天恩的滋味。
Although this is just a small thing that we have been partakers of the Holy Spirit.
但是我为了弟兄姊妹，他们希望他们上下车好，为着这次的延时纪律有份，是主的工作，但是以我肉体把这个工作打岔了。我担当不起这个责任。
But I was trying to help brothers and sisters for this study so that it would be easier for them to get on and off, but made this mistake and it was not good.
有没有可能以后再跟苏米碰面？
Is it possible that I meet with Sumi again?
可能没有。
Maybe not.
但是我相信我在那一刻把这个事情圣灵带领解决了之后，这个就等于说是在主面前过得去了。
But because I went before the Lord and apologized to him, I believe that this thing I can get past.
这个只是一个很少很少的一个例子。
This is just a very small example.
谈不上说我们一起彼此奔跑天路。
But in speaking of, we cannot run together on this heavenly path.
但是希伯来书告诉我们说，十一章、十二章告诉我们说，我们是一起走这个信心的道路。
But Hebrews 11 and 12 tells us that we walk this heavenly way together.
不单是旧约时候的圣徒，
Not only the Old Testament saints.
也是我们一起都同聚会的弟兄姊妹。
Also all the brothers and sisters that we gather with.
旧约的圣徒等我们现在这些新约的圣徒能够成熟。
The Old Testament saints are waiting for us, the New Testament saints, to be mature.
会得到所应许的。
To receive what was promised.
什么是所应许的？
So what was promised?
是主要回来。
The Lord's return.
是主的再次回来。
The Lord's coming back.
是我们能够进入到永世里面去。我们在如果是有资格的话，我们是进入到来世。
We can be qualified to enter into the coming age.
我们有彼此互相的彼此鼓励，一同彼此奔跑这个天路。
We must encourage one another to walk this heavenly way.
刚刚我们一开始唱了诗歌，让我活出你的自己。
So earlier we sang the hymn, "Live out thy life within me."
你要知道这些话虽然好像是个人在主面前活出来，
Even though it seems like we are living out our lives individually before the Lord,
但是是一个团体的见证。
It is a corporate testimony.
我们先不要说到宇宙的教会，
We're not even speaking of the universal church yet.
虽然我们需要常常记在心里面，神的工作是宇宙的教会，
Although we must constantly remember that the Lord's work is the universal church.
但是见证是从 New Work 聚会开始。
The testimony here starts with the New Work gathering.
我们2016年坐在这个曾经是长老会的教堂的会所里面。
We are seated in this building which used to be the Presbyterian gathering.
如果我们没有彼此互相的在主面前认真落实我们退后的话，
If we shrink back, if we are not faithful before the Lord,
会不会我们就不会再有这样子的聚会在这里？
Perhaps we will not have a gathering in this place anymore.
神就兴起另外一班人。
And perhaps the Lord will start a new group of believers
代替我们在 Newark 的见证
to replace our testimony in Newark.
我的时间到了，本来要跟大家稍微讲一下昨天所去过的所去过岩石居里所学习到的一些的东西，不过我想我时间不够了。
Originally, I wanted to share a bit about what some of the things we learned yesterday on the awakening tour, but my time is almost up.
还有一分钟。
I have 1 minute.
那个钟比较快。
That clock is fast.
今天奥巴马总统到 Rutgers 去。
So today, President Obama has gone to Rutgers.
因为今天是 Rutgers 大学的毕业典礼。
Today is Rutgers commencement.
我们弟兄的女儿也在那当中。
And our one of our brothers' daughters is there.
为什么奥巴马会来呢？
So why is Obama here?
因为 Rutgers 是250周年。
Rutgers is celebrating its 250th anniversary.
1766年的时候。
1766.
Rutgers 大学。以前的前身叫做 Queen's College 就正式成立了。
Queen's College, the forerunner of Rutgers, was born.
那250周年。
So 250 years.
它怎么样建立起来的？
How was it built up?
它是跟美国的第一次大觉醒 the First Great Awakening, 美国的第一次大觉醒有直接的关系。
It's directly related to the First Great Awakening in the U.S.
因为当中所关系的弟兄们是跟他那个大学是有关系的。
Because the brothers and sisters involved in the Great Awakening were directly related to the college.
一般的历史告诉我们，第一次大觉醒是从1730年到1755年。
Historians tell us that the Great Awakening lasted from 1730 to 1755.
但是在1720年的时候，神已经开始工作。
But actually, the Lord already started working in 1720.
在1718年的时候，就把一位把一个家庭从爱尔兰移民到美国来。
So from 1718, the Lord brought a family from Ireland to America.
他这个家庭有一位叫做 Gilbert Tennant.
One member of the family was named Gilbert Tennant.
他是那个长老会嘛，就是我们这样子的以前的那个会所的长老会的。
He was a Presbyterian.
1720年的时候。
1720.
那年时候。
Two years later.
有那个荷兰改革中的就把一位。传道人牧师也好 他的名字叫做 Ferdinand Heisen 从德国请到这边来。
So in 1720, the Dutch Reformed Church invited a pastor named Theodorus Jacob Frelinghuysen and invited him to America.
一个是讲荷兰话的。
One spoke Dutch.
一个是讲英文的。
One spoke English.
他们后来相遇了。
Later they met.
他们一同擘饼。
They broke bread together.
虽然他们的语言不一样。
Even though their language was different.
从那个时候开始。
From that day forth.
复兴的火就在 New Jersey 烧起来。
The fire of revival started in New Jersey.
我们常常看到的第一次大觉醒的人物是 George Whitefield.
Often we consider that the main person in the First Great Awakening was George Whitefield.
或是 Jonathan Edwards.
Or maybe Jonathan Edwards.
但是这个是1740年的时候的事情。
But that was actually 1740.
在20年前，神老早为他的见证早就预备器皿在这。
1720, the Lord was already preparing his vessels for his testimony.
所以我问大家说，有没有想过神为什么把我们带到 Newark 聚会当中？
So I ask brothers and sisters, have you ever considered why the Lord has brought us to Newark?
在我们当中有许多的弟兄，包括我在这边已经聚会很久了。
Many brothers and sisters, including myself, have gathered here for many years.
神为什么把我们带到这里？
Why did the Lord bring us here?
神要做什么的工作？
What work does the Lord want to do?
我们有没有跟着圣灵的带领来跟随他工作的心意？
Are we following him through the leading of the Holy Spirit?
盼望主对我们说话。
May the Lord speak to us.
我们有点祷告。
Let's end with a word of prayer.
主，我们再次把这话交在你的手中。
Lord, we commit these words into your hand.
主，我们愿意你，如果觉得那些话是对我们是在从我们有帮助的，我们愿意你圣灵继续给我们回头的亮光。
If there's the word that is useful to us, may the Holy Spirit continue to enlighten us.
我们感谢主，圣灵越过人的软弱，使那些话能够点火起来。
We thank you that the Holy Spirit surpasses our weaknesses and is able to give us your word.
你让我们的心重新被点起来，好让我们能够继续在这边，能够跟你配合，成为美好的见证。
May your fire once again touch our hearts so that we can be your testimony here.
我们被你制作到一个程度，我们可以催促并等候你的再来。
May we be brought together to a point that we can wait for and hasten your coming.
我们感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.